I am Apostle Janice James, and I'm so grateful to have you with us today. In this episode, we are beginning a powerful conversation on living from what God has already established. And you know, many times God has spoken, healed, delivered, confirmed, and settled things in our lives. But we continue to carry what He has already completed. We revisit what He has already closed, and we question what He has already confirmed. We struggle to rest in what He has already established. And so today, we want to help you recognize where that may be happening in your life and learn how to live from a place of trust, peace, and spiritual stability. So stay with us, because this episode is not just about hearing another message. It is about becoming established in what God has already done. There's a kind of tiredness that sleep doesn't fix. Not a kind where you just need a break. Not the kind that requires you to step away for a moment. But the kind that comes from mentally revisiting what God has already finished. You pray. You heard Him. You obey Him. You move forward. And yet, here you are again. Rethinking. Rechecking. Reopening, renegotiating. Beloved, as we open this year together, I want to say this slowly because speed hinders truth. If God has already settled it, you were never meant to keep carrying it. 2026 is not just a year for striving. It's not a year for restarting what God has already finished, but for trusting Him fully instead of trying to control outcomes. This is a year for established lives, awakened hearts, discerning minds, and fruit that remains. Are you tired of emotional Christianity?
Yes.
Yes.
Tired of cycling through the same struggles?
Yes.
Tired of being busy but not built?
Yes.
And if you are, then this year and this journey is for you. Why? Because this is a year to live from what God has already done.
True.
So now, welcome to Reaching Out, where faith meets real life, where truth is spoken with grace, and where transformation happens from the inside out. I'm Apostle Janice James, founder of Sharma Outreach Movement. And today, I'm sitting at the table with two committed women of God, Minister Alenia Hendricks and Minister Elizabeth Purcell Sargent. This is our first formation episode for 2026, and we are not easing into this year. Together, we are stepping into 2026 with intention, with clarity, and spiritual alignment. We are establishing it.
Amen.
Correct.
And you know, last year, God awakened us. He confronted complacency. He exposed compromise. He disturbed spiritual numbness. He led us through confrontation, anchoring, and crossing over. But 2026 is different. This year is not the year to keep waking up. This is the year to stay awake. However, awakening is not the destination. Awakening is just the doorway. And if you stay standing in the doorway too long, you don't become spiritual. You become tired. Not because God hasn't moved, but because you haven't settled into what he has already done. This is why 2026 is the year we stop reopening wounds, the wounds that God healed. We stop relitigating what he settled, and we stop building faith on feelings, and we live from what he has established, and those are his promises.
Yes.
And for many believers, this year is about growing up spiritually without growing cold. That means learning to hear God when he's quiet. Learning to stand when there's no applause. Learning to stay planted when everything in you wants to move. This year is about that, not drama. This is the year we live from establishment. Ms. Delania, as I'm saying this, I'm thinking about how many believers are awake, but they're still internally restless. What are you sensing?
I'm glad you said internally, because what I strongly sense is that God is calling believers out of reactionary faith.
Mm-hmm.
We have been responding to pressure, responding to fear, responding to crisis. And this is not rebellion. It's not unbelief. It's not disinterest. As believers, we love God. We know scripture. We pray. But many believers are spiritually alert and emotionally unanchored.
Yes.
So on the inside, Apostle, there's just this constant motion. You know, you have these thoughts like, let me just make sure. Or what if something goes wrong? I know God said it, but I didn't ask God. I failed him. Oh, God is silent. Maybe he's angry with me. And that inner movement is so exhausting. Not because God is putting that demand on us, but because in that place, nothing ever feels final.
You see that phrase? Nothing feels final. That phrase is so important.
Yes.
I want to pause right here. Because this explains why so many believers feel faithful but tired. When nothing feels final, your spirit never gets the land.
So
never gets the rest.
So
yes. You're always carrying tomorrow in your body.
Yes.
But Minister Lemia, or rather Minister Elizabeth, does this resonate with what you're seeing?
Of course, Apostle, very much so. But you know what strikes me most? What strikes me is how normal this has become to so many believers. Eh? People will say, I trust God. But their inner dialogue, that's what's going on the inside, is still using loss. They often say, I've forgiven. But then they keep replaying the wound. Now they're not doing that angrily, but they're doing it cautiously. Other believers will say, I'm healed. But then they keep checking, going back and checking that scar to see if it still hurts. And amazingly, this is not disobedience, but it is what we call unsettledness, because many of us don't realize that we are living this way, because it feels responsible and it feels spiritual. But, Apostle, it is actually exhaustion. But this year, 2026, is about growing up spiritually without growing cold. And we do that by staying anchored in what God already did. And 2026 is about responding to God. Responding to God from relationship and not panic. Responding to God from discernment and not our emotions. And responding to God, most importantly, from authority, from that place of authority and not insecurity.
Responding to God is critical.
Yes.
Because Romans 8:14 reminds us, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Yes?
Yes.
It means as many as are who respond to the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
Yes? They're not driven. It doesn't say driven by the Spirit of the Lord, does it?
No.
It doesn't say not pressured by the Spirit of God. It doesn't say not forced. The word is led. So 2026 is a year of Spirit-led living. Not occasional encounters. That's not what we're talking about. But a daily relationship. And there's something about sons we must all understand. Sons are not frantic people.
True.
Sons are not constantly redeciding. Sons live from security, not suspense. Security doesn't mean you never feel fear. It means fear no longer governs your posture.
Yes.
Yes.
And, you know, that's where people misunderstand maturity. They think maturity means fear just disappears. But we all know that maturity is knowing how to remain settled, even when fear passes through. Fear can knock, but it doesn't get to move in.
Yes, Minister Alenia, that is so true. And sons don't keep asking, are you sure? No, sons trust the voice they already heard.
You know what? Let's name the issue very clearly, because clarity is kind. Many believers are not struggling because God hasn't spoken. We know that. Yeah. They're struggling because they won't live from what He already said.
Yes.
They keep reopening stuff, right? Reopening forgiven sins, reopening healed wounds, reopening closed seasons, reopening confirmed calling, and reopen answered prayer. Just imagine. Yes. And every time you reopen what God closed, you take on what?
Emotional labor.
That God never assigned.
Yeah, and you see that phrase, Apostle, emotional labor. It is so important. Because oftentimes reopening doesn't look sinful. In fact, it looks responsible. Mm-hmm. It looks cautious. Mm-hmm. It even looks spiritual. But spiritually, it's draining. Mm. Because instead of standing on truth, you're managing anxiety.
And I find that is what you said there, Alinea, is so true. Eh? And what I recognize is that people often don't realize that they're doing it, you know. They think that they're being wise. But really and truly, they are staying emotionally attached to old survival patterns. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because they learned how to stay alert in a previous season, and they never learned how to stand up.
Wow. A big wow for that. That's such an important distinction. We confuse discernment with management. Discernment really listens. Management controls. And God never asks you or me to manage what He already settled. So let's slow down a bit. Because compassion matters here. The question is, why is staying settled so difficult? It's not because we don't believe God, but it's because trauma remembers.
So true.
Emotions lag. Well, they lag behind truth. Emotions, powerful. Fear whispers, oh, what if? Silence feels so unsafe. All coping mechanisms resurface. Minister Lenin, Can you unpack that inner dynamic a little more?
Yes. And, you know, I want to say this carefully because it's free. Hear me. Many believers learned faith in crisis. So their nervous system learned that when things are calm, danger must be coming.
Mm-hmm.
So peace doesn't feel safe. Silence doesn't feel reassuring. They stay mentally alert, not because they don't trust God, but because calm feels unfamiliar. And that's not discernment. That's survival mode.
And you know, that's such a necessary distinction. So, Miss Elizabeth, just help us understand how this shows up in practice.
Well, first of all, I would say that it shows up in us over praying. And what I mean by that is that we are not praying because we're communing with God, you know. We are praying because we're anxious. And I would also say that it shows up in seeking confirmation after confirmation after confirmation.
Yes.
And that's not because God is unclear, Apostle. But as Minister Alenia rightfully said before, it is because stillness feels exposed. But God is gently saying this here, I'm not asking you to brace, I'm asking you to trust.
Let's just ask this honestly. Why do you think rest feels harder than striving for so many believers?
For me, striving feels active, you know, while rest feels exposed, as we said. When I strive, I feel useful. But when I rest, I feel vulnerable.
For me, I would say rest removes your ability to control outcomes.
Yes.
And striving gives the illusion of safety. But rest requires trust.
Interesting. It's true to say control often feels safer than trust until it exhausts you.
Yes.
But sonship lives where trust replaces control. So let's make this very real. I've started with people who say, I know God said to move forward, but somehow I can't seem to step forward. I want you to listen carefully. What they're really saying is not, I didn't hear God. They heard God. What they're saying is, if I step forward, this becomes final. Mm-hmm. It means the season behind them truly ends. It means there's no more rehearsing, no more checking, no more holding the door open just in case. Stepping forward would mean trusting God without a backup plan. It would mean living as though what God said is already settled, even if your emotions haven't caught up with it yet. So the hesitation is not rebellion. It's not unbelief. It's the fear of finality.
So true.
Fear of standing fully in what God said and letting go of the comfort of revisiting.
Yes.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. And God is not condemning that fear. He's inviting the heart to mature past it. Because moving forward doesn't mean you won't feel anything. It means you stop letting your feelings decide whether God was right.
Absolutely. And you know, there's the other scenario, Apostle, where people say, I forgave them, but I can't stop thinking about what they did. Now, that's not unforgiveness. That's a heart that hasn't learned how to stand in closure.
Correct. And then we also have leaders who say, I know God called me, but I keep wondering if I got it wrong. And they say that not because the calling wasn't real, you know, but because responsibility feels heavy. So reopening feels safer than resting.
Look at Abraham. Look at Abraham. Look at Abraham. God didn't say, I will make you. He said, I have made you. Abraham, this Abraham had to learn how to live from a complete statement, even while his body contradicted it.
Yes, and notice God didn't keep repeating himself. Abraham was the one who had to settle eternally.
And you know, that's where many believers struggle.
Yes.
Because they keep asking God to repeat what he has already confirmed. And as we say, this is not because they didn't hear, but it's because they don't trust quiet.
And let's look at Israel. They crossed the Red Sea.
Yeah.
The enemy drowned. But you see, in the wilderness, they kept looking back emotionally. Deliverance happened quickly. Establishment, this is what took longer.
And you know why that is, Apostle? It's because deliverance removes the bondage, but establishment removes the dependency on the bondage.
Correct.
Amen. So let's consider what it means to live from what is already settled. Living from what God has already settled means I don't keep asking permission that God already gave. I don't keep apologizing for sins he forgave. I don't keep questioning callings he confirmed. And I don't let emotions vote unsettle the truth. It doesn't mean that I never feel fear, mind you. It means fear no longer drives the conversation.
And that's not denying. It's alignment. You align your inner posture with God's final word and not your fluctuating feelings.
And that, Minister Alenia, that alignment produces peace that isn't fragile.
So true.
Not peace because everything is perfect, you know. Peace because you're established.
Yeah, I want to stay here. I want to stay right here for a moment.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not rushing. We're not rushing. If you listen and something inside you feels tight at this moment, that's okay. You don't have to resolve anything today. Just notice what comes up in you when the word trust is mentioned.
Yes, I know that sometimes resistance shows up because rest feels risky. Because if you stop revisiting, then you have to just trust God with the outcome.
Yes, and trust feels exposed. But God is not pressuring you tonight. He's inviting you.
Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we acknowledge that you have spoken, you have healed, you have delivered, you have settled things in us. And so we ask you to forgive us for reopening what you closed,
So.
for rehearsing what you forgave, for revisiting what you healed. And so we release the need to brace. We release the need to manage outcomes. We release the fear of finality.
Yes, Lord.
So, Father, establish our hearts. Silence the inner noise. Anchor us in truth and teach us to live from what you have already done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And this is what we invite you to see. In the mighty name of Jesus, I stop reopening what God has settled.
I live from truth, not fear.
I am established in Christ. The Spirit of God leads me, and I walk forward in peace. Beloved, 2026 is not asking you to become someone new. It's inviting you to finally live as who God already made you to be. Amen. So you know what? Just stay settled. Stay rooted. Let God build something deep in you this year. And this has been Reaching Out, brought to you by Sharma Outreach Movement. And join us in 2 weeks for our 15-minute activation episodes, which is Stop Reopening What God Has Healed.
Amen. Stay rooted.
Stay discerning.
And stay led by the Spirit, because God has already settled more than you think.